Renowned for the protest meetings held here before the American Revolution, Old South Meeting House has long served as a platform for the free expression of ideas. Travel back in time with these soundscapes and hear what happened within these walls.
Mr. Prince, might I have a word with you?
Good
day, sir. Today's the day the pews will be installed, sir.
About time, too, Mr. Winslow. We're one step closer to worshipping in our own house again. Mm. What a great day that will be.
In 1729, the Old South Church congregation took down its earlier wooden meeting house and built this new, more spacious one of brick.
And a fine place this will be to meet, if I may say so. Better than our old cedar meeting house, even though we followed the same plan for arranging the pews.
I agree, Mr. Winslow, but I'm not convinced all our congregants are so well satisfied with the pews they were assigned. What a bother that turned out to be.
This new meeting house served a diverse congregation from many walks of life. Many members of the Old South congregation were descendants of the Puritans who had settled Boston in the 1630s. The congregation included some of the town's wealthiest families, as well as apprentices, servants, and slaves. The wealthy worshipped in rented pews on the main floor and lower gallery, while those who could not afford to rent pews sat on the free benches in the top gallery.
But downstairs, they want a proper place.
Phyllis Wheatley, the first African-American author to have a book published, was a member and probably sat in the top gallery.